Tackling political issues with humor is always dicey. Straying too far in one direction leads to material some might describe as offensive, move in the other direction, and the comedy becomes timid. But in order to make a point, you have to take a chance and be willing to cross the line, no matter the consequences. And that pretty much sums up the career of actor, writer, and performer John Leguizamo, whose latest one-man show, Latin History for Morons, plays at Berkeley Rep in Berkeley through August 14th. It's a history lesson about what it means to be Latino from the days before Europeans came to America and on up to the role models of today. John Leguizamo, the writer and star of the show.
I gave my son misinformation. He was very upset about my knowledge of Native Americans. It was Colombian Indians, and I was talking about, I called them Chibchas, and Chibcha is the language, and the people are the Muisca. So my son was very upset, and he was corrected by his teacher, and he came, he said, "Dad, you're giving me wrong information. I look like a fool up there." And so I started studying a lot harder. I went through a lot of different complex emotions when I started doing the research. First empowered, then I started getting angry. You know, the fact that Latin people have participated in every single war this country has ever had. We're the highest decorated minority in every single war, and we get no credit or love anywhere, anytime. And that was kind of upsetting.
For John Leguizamo, the challenge was finding a way to turn his research into a one-man show.
When it goes through my filter, it always has to be funny, you know. It's just that's the way my personality operates and my skill set. I started doing it in comedy clubs, which I felt which I've never done before, but it was the hardest place to take this subject matter to, because they're very resistant to being educated. So that was fascinating, man. And at first they were very resistant and they were kind of upset. And my first place was Buffalo, New York, which is very blue collar. So that was an interesting place for me to start a whole thing on history, and people came up to me and they were like, "I thought you were going to talk about something funny. This is like a history lesson." And then the few teachers that were in the audience, like, "I really enjoyed it. I'm a history teacher." I'm like, "Oh my god, those are the wrong people I want to be reaching." You know, I think the balance was somewhere in the middle, and I started rewriting it quickly and realizing that I have to temper it with analogous material. So take the history and find something analogous in my life. And that's how the show is built.
The result is fast-paced and very funny. While he sticks to his script, he's also willing to play with the audience, throwing questions out from time to time and riffing on what comes back to him. Because John Leguizamo takes humor to the edge, some people might find elements in the show offensive, but that's to be expected. But if you can deal with that, it's a terrific show. It's tough to find that other middle ground between humor and education, but in Latin History for Morons, he has succeeded.
My comedy's always been sort of more real life than it is just a stand-up. You know, it's always been a play with a lot of humor. And I never shied away from dark issues or really traumatic experiences. Yeah, you know, it's a conversation with the audience, and I see they want to go to darker places too with me, you know, which is fascinating. They want to go to the darker stuff, to the meatier stuff, and then they love being made to laugh too, you know. They want both.
Latin History for Morons, written and performed by John Leguizamo and directed by Tony Taccone, plays at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through August 14th. For more information, you can go to their website, berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.